This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away. Or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Helping you go to the next level in your health and in your life. That's what the show's about. It's about you. It's for you. Because really, at the end of the day, to go to the next level in your health, you have to make the decision. No one else can do it for you. And we can talk about whatever you want to talk about from any kind of health challenge. But at the end of the day, you got to decide that you want to get well. That's the key. Give us a call right now or go to getwellradio.com. That's getwellradio.com. We got Sam kicking off with an email. We got the emails coming in like crazy. Sam in New Mexico writes about prostate health, and he says this. He says, "What do I need to do about an enlarged prostate?" He says, "My doctor started me on some medication, but I don't really want to do that. What do you think?" Well, there's a couple of things I think. First, with the prostate, it depends on the enlargement. If it's prostatitis, if it's just an enlarged prostate, there's got to be a reason that they started you on some form of treatment. So you never want to go against that. When your PCP's got you on that, I mean, of course, you want to follow through with what they're telling you. And you never want to go against it. You want to know some options? We can talk about what's out there. Okay. Now, with prostate, you've got to think about this. Usually when a gland is doing something like that, there's some nutritional deficiencies that are taking place. Are there some genetic involvement? Yeah, there can be. But you've got other factors that can be involved. And so one thing we know for a healthy prostate, that's really important, pumpkin seed oil and even pumpkin seeds. I mean, you can get more concentration out of the pumpkin seed oil, but it helps with dihydrotestosterone. And DHT is actually produced from testosterone. It's a very potent form or molecule of testosterone that's, you know, very important to guys. But if it's not absorbed and utilized right, it can cause swelling of the prostate, can cause hair loss. There's a host of things that can be caused by that. So one is pumpkin seed oil is really good. It's got some good research out on it. Salt palmetto has been used for years. Nutritionists have used it. Naturopathic physicians have used it. Even mainstream medical guys have used it too, and gals. So something to look into as well. Now, zinc is a big one too. Zinc is a big supporter because it supports testosterone. And recently there was a study done, and it was amazing because for so long, and this is something you might want to check with your doctor on seriously because it's brand new research, but for so long we thought, well, high testosterone levels is a direct correlation with the prostate being enlarged. And so if you lower the testosterone levels in a male, then you're going to reduce the chances of prostate cancer. But we're finding now that the opposite may be true, that healthy levels of testosterone where you can metabolize your own testosterone and utilize it is more of an important issue than not having enough. That study I read the other day. Incredible. So there's some shifting changes in the way that we're thinking about prostate and prostate health. You might want to get some blood work done. You know, I know they're checking your PSA and looking at that, but you might want to have some work done just to see what your testosterone levels are and what the numbers are and go with that. Because, you know, as you're doing your own research and you're talking to your doctor about it, the natural methods are fine. I mean, nothing's going to hurt by taking zinc and salt palmetto. I mean, those are basic formulas. And they can guide you on that. Your doc can. I mean, milligrams and all that sort of thing. But at the end of the day, when you're looking at things like that, avocados because of the beta-sitosterol, when you're looking at more of a whole food nutrition, don't think of that as like a medication or a remedy. It's more building the body back up. It's supporting the body. So, again, depends on what the numbers are, depends on how much it was swollen, it depends on if there's an infection or not. I mean, there's a lot of variables in that question you're asking me, so I hope that helps. And, you know, at the end of the day, prostate health, the good news is, if it ever turns to cancer, it's very much a slow grower. And because of that, I mean, that's good news. It gives you a lot of opportunity to make the right choices and make the right decisions and do quite well with your health. And there's more on that at my website. You can check that out. More information about prostate health and all the ins and outs of what we're talking about here. Just go to the website, go to getwellradio.com. You can check it out there, and then I'll be able to help you, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. We'll go to Carol now. Hi, Carol.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you?
Living well, darling. What's going on?
Well, I am doing pretty good, but I have a dilemma.
Oh, the dilemma. Okay.
Yeah. I'm type 2 diabetes, and I'm overweight. I got on the Atkins diet, the introduction phase 1.
Sure.
And it is working fabulous for me.
Great.
I've lost over 50 pounds. And
really? Congratulations.
Thank you. My problem is energy.
Okay.
Because I quit eating the carbs, sometimes my energy is like below zero. I almost can't move. It is so bad.
Really?
I don't know what to do to bring my energy level up. I haven't gotten even into the exercise part yet because I just can't make myself hardly move.
Well, it's because you've gone, the Atkins diet will just rob you of your energy because you've come off all your carbohydrates that you're so used to. Your body used to run on that, and from a physiology perspective, just basic bare bones, now your body is running off fats. It's turning fats. There's a mechanism in the body where the body will take fats and turn it into energy. And that's kind of what the principle of what the Atkins diet works on. And sometimes everyone's different. You know, it's kind of like if you read the books and his standard protocols, there's a certain way to do it. But I know this, having worked with so many people, there are definitely people that need a little bit more carbohydrate than others and that do well, even with the weight loss and all that, still with a little bit more carbohydrate. So have you played with that at all? Or have you been really, I guess you've been really strict at this point because you don't want to get off.
I'm scared. At one point, I did try to eat a little. I told myself it was cheating. And what happened was I started craving everything that I quit eating.
Mm.
And it was hard to get back off of them again. As long as I'm following it great, I don't even want the stuff that I used to have with.
Well, you use small little, and I know this, but you can use small little baby carrots or you can use celery. And what happens is the hummus, number one, it's very low glycemic, so it doesn't affect the blood sugar hardly at all. It's got fiber in it, and it's got olive oil mixed with it, typically, the way they make it. And then the crunch comes from the vegetable. You can even cut up little cucumber chips and use those as well. And so the crunch gets taken care of with the vegetables, and it's salty, the actual hummus is. And so it can make that work. Now, another option, if that's your main deal, if you need to cut that craving, is cut up sweet potatoes in real fine like chips, and you put a coating of coconut oil over them and sprinkle sea salt over them. I'm getting hungry just talking about this, by the way. And I've got a lot more radio to do. And so and bake them. Put that in the oven and bake them. And it's incredible. I mean, really, because anything you can do to get the same sensation, and it's not going to affect you that bad. I mean, you can eat 4 or 5 chips to kind of hit the craving. I mean, don't want to eat a whole bag. But that can make a big difference. But, yeah, your carbohydrates being so low is what's giving you the really cutting your energy back. And so coming up with a better way to do that and increasing more carbohydrates at maybe the fruit and vegetable level, even if it's more vegetables, can be helpful. Building up the adrenal glands is really important, too. And I'll hit on that when we come out of this break.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi, this is America's health coach for Cherry Bundy. Do you have trouble sleeping or have aches and pains and looking for a better movement and quality of life each day? Well, now you can. Discover the powerful benefits of tart cherries with Cherry Bundy. Cherry Bundy has developed what I believe to be the best tart cherry juice on the market today. Cherry Bundy selects only the highest quality tart cherries to create a powerful tart cherry juice to help fight inflammation, improve sleep, accelerate athletic recovery, boost memory, and improve your stamina. Over 150 professional sports teams train using Cherry Bundy. That means something. Cherry Bundy is so convinced that you can live better with tart cherry juice that they have developed the 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge. See a difference in your health and your life in 7 days or your money back. Start your 7-Day Cherry Bundy Challenge risk-free at CherryBundy.com. That's CHERIBUNDI.com. That's CherryBundy.com. Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
Are you feeling embarrassed or stuck because you can't focus or concentrate? I have a confession to make. I spent years unable to think clearly, like I was in a fog. I was going through the motions, running my companies, and I hated feeling mentally sluggish. I couldn't get ahead like this. It's no secret. The powers that be want us dumbed down. Chemicals, fluoride, our brains are under siege, and we are experiencing lower IQs. But now there is a weapon to fight back and win. Introducing DNA Evolve, a revolutionary breakthrough in the category of cognitive enhancers called nootropics. I've been using DNA Evolve and couldn't feel better. For me, it works. It feels great to get things done again and get ahead. Try a free sample for yourself at DNAEvolveSample.com. That's DNAEvolveSample.com. Supplies are limited, so go to DNAEvolveSample.com right now.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. CalBend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
To find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at nchasenetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is the show where your health is your greatest wealth. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. And what are you struggling with? Because we want to talk about it. Why? Because this show is about you. It's for you. Your health is your greatest wealth. To go where you need to be in your health, you got to make changes. You can't stay where you are. A lot of times we think we can just keep plugging along and then maybe things will just turn around. But the reality is they won't. We have to go to the next level with your health and with your life. And on this show, we want to help you do that. Our preferred wellness providers are healthcare providers in your area that believe the same way we do. Nutrition and lifestyle-based care that take you from where you are to where you need to be. We want to get you in that network. It's growing every single day. I'm talking Waco, Texas, Lexington, Kentucky, out in Florida, up in Michigan and New York. It's incredible to see the folks that are coming on board. So if you live in those areas and need help, you can get in touch with our preferred wellness provider team, and they'll get you the help that you need. Let's go now to Brad. Brad, let's kick it off with you. How can I help?
Hi, Dr. Asa. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, man. What's up?
I talked to you about 3 months ago. I was having some problems with low T.
Okay.
And I had been to the doctor and got tested. You gave me some advice, and I took it, kind of ran with it. And anyway, I've got my blood work done again, and my numbers have gone up 10% basically in 3 months. I don't know how good or bad that is.
Oh, that's good.
But anyway, they tested DHEA. I heard you talk about just a little bit earlier tonight, DHEA sulfate.
Okay.
And my number is 170. Now, they didn't test that before, so I don't know if it moved any, but he just thought it was something that he might should check that this time. And I was just wondering what your thoughts were, because I've read a lot online that optimum levels are way above that.
Well, DHEA numbers can go up just a little bit from there. You don't want to have them too high, but because you can start converting into estrogen if it goes too high. So you have to be really careful with DHEA, and you don't want it converting to estrogen, obviously. Have you been doing a lot of exercise, weightlifting?
Well, I have for the last 20 years. I've just kind of tweaked my workout a little bit in the last 3 months, and I've changed a lot of things. I was doing a low-fat diet for years, which I understand it's pretty detrimental to testosterone production.
Yeah, it is.
And so I've started adding a lot of nuts, avocados, the good fish oil, for one thing, the liquid.
Okay.
Pretty much
good.
Followed everything that you told me on that, and I'm actually sleeping better.
That's fantastic.
But, you know, I didn't know how much I could expect in 3 months. If I go back in 3 months, could I expect it to go up this much more if I keep doing what I'm doing?
Yeah, if you keep going, doing what you're doing, it'll probably keep continue to go up. Again, that's the difference. You know, the difference is when you're going more the natural route and you're kind of pushing your body to make its own and making nutritional changes, that's why drugs work so well. And many times that's why I'm a big fan of medicine, because sometimes we need a rapid result. But when you're looking at whether it's low T or it's not life-threatening, and you're looking to get things back up, the difference is if you were to take a hormone itself, it would jump it up really, really fast. But would it stay if you ever came off of it? No, it would go back down. So the key is, you know, it's kind of like the turtle and the hare. It's like slow and steady is a better route to go when you're looking at hormones, because you want to get them to stay. Now, it's good that you're exercising. Another key factor that you might want to talk to your doctor about getting done, and they can check, our dopamine levels. Now, they have a urine test, and they have a regular blood test. And your dopamine levels play a big role, too, in overall testosterone levels. So a lot of times those go hand in hand. And remember, when you're looking at it, it has to be an overall, kind of an overall picture. You always want to make sure that everything's working together, kind of like connecting the dots. And it sounds like you've got your lifestyle – you know, in a good place, which is great. But maybe dopamine might be a key, too. And there's some different factors that can help with dopamine levels. And I can tell you some supplements that have been shown and researched to help with dopamine. And one of those is pyridoxal-5-phosphate. Another one is acetyl-L-carnitine can help, too, build those levels up. And then, interestingly enough, L-tyrosine and L-phenylalanine, those are two amino acids, they combine together to actually produce dopamine in the body. And when you drink a lot of caffeine, caffeine will actually cut phenylalanine and split L-tyrosine and drop dopamine levels all the way down. So, you know, there's some other factors that can play into the role. But I tell you this, don't look for the big jump, because that's not going to happen when you're going this route. Okay? It is more slow and steady. So you might want to look into the whole dopamine factor and, you know, continue to get your blood test done with the docs and stay in touch with that and just stay steady with it. You know, the good news is you made some quality changes. You're sleeping better. You're already seeing some responses in the body. You're probably just not seeing it at the speed. You know, right now in this world, we definitely want to see things quick. We want to see it fast and that kind of deal. I mean, I'm one of those as well. But with hormones, sometimes it takes a little while, okay? But keep me posted. I mean, definitely stay on track. Sounds like you've got a good game plan together. And when you talk with your doctor, talk with him about the dopamine levels. He may not, and this is not something run in standard medicine at all. And so if he's an internist or even family medicine, it'll probably be something have to look up the code and all that kind of deal. But, you know, they can get it run for you if they need to. But let me know how that goes, okay? 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Samantha in Michigan writes, she said, I've been struggling with low thyroid levels or hypothyroidism. And my doctor has me on Synthroid. What do you think about Armour? I think Armour is a great choice, actually. And if you have to do medicine, the Armour actually is a great way to go. Because it's one of those drugs that is made much from a natural derivative. It's made from glandular tissue. And with the whole glandular tissue, the part of that is that it can stimulate and push the body to still make its own as far as the thyroid hormone goes. So that's why if the great news is if you haven't had your thyroid removed, you still have the gland, and it's possible to push it to still make its own. So that's the whole deal with that. And I love seeing that because with Armour, so many people say, well, I don't want to take any drugs. Well, I don't want to see you have to take them either. I mean, I wouldn't want to take them either, but they're there for a reason. They work. And if you're having a bunch of symptoms, they can make a radical difference. You just have to look at all the other factors to support healthy thyroid levels from a natural perspective, cutting out strawberries and staying away from cruciferous vegetables, using coconut oil when you cook with. There are all kinds of natural ways to support a healthy thyroid. We'll be right back.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio next.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
To find out more, visit the show online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show, the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Our preferred wellness providers, health care providers in your area, believe the same way we do, nutrition and lifestyle-based care. So if you're looking to get to the root cause and you want to come up with a good preventative game plan, working on all three aspects of the health triangle, the mental side, the chemical side, and the structural side, so you're kind of getting that whole body approach, I'm telling you, they have got their stuff together, and they can take you from where you are to where you need to be. Let's go to Kayla now. Hi, Kayla. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Dr. Asa.
Good to talk with you, Kayla. What's happening?
I was diagnosed with PCOS almost 6 years ago, and even though I'm on 2,000 milligrams of metformin and 200 milligrams of spironolactone and marcogestin every day, I still have awful insulin resistance, and I've lost 32 pounds in the past, you know, a few months. and my insulin levels are still at 46.6, and my testosterone level is still at 1.96. I was just saying, is there any supplements I could add to my regimen that would possibly help with that?
It's a challenge, and I mean, PCOS is something that I see so many women get frustrated with, and I know it's challenging. And is your doctor just scratching their head and just they don't know what else to do?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're like, somebody help me. I mean, my goodness. Are you eating well? I mean, do you feel like you're doing everything perfectly?
Yeah, I'm on a glycemic index diet. So I'm pretty much eating, like, for pre-diabetes and for insulin resistance and everything like that. So I try to eat lower carbs so I don't spike anything, and it seems to just, you know, it seems to stay at the same level. So I don't know why. So
yeah,
I'm trying to figure
it.
Some stuff out. So.
Are you exercising much?
Yes.
Why?
3 times a week at least, so... Yeah.
Okay. So could you increase it to 5 days?
I have a hard time because I have to base it around my schedule.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, let's talk eating for a second, okay? Talk to me about what a typical day looks like. Just give me breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Just typical day.
Okay. In the mornings, I usually have about 2 to 3 eggs. And in the afternoon, I usually try to stick with, like, a high-protein bar. I know that's not great. And in the evenings, I'll usually cook. I'll make, like, broccoli with chicken and then add some shredded cheddar cheese and then or, like, bean soup because beans have high protein, but at the same time, you know, they have high fiber, so the carbs kind of balance out.
Right.
Different things like that. So because I threw myself into ketosis a few years ago and caused myself a little bit of issues, so I try not to stay too hard into ketosis.
Okay, so. I understand.
Yeah.
Well, I know that you're doing well with that. I would increase and make things more balanced, if you're just asking my opinion, breakfast with lunch and with dinner. So you want to have your 3 eggs in the morning is great. Cook it in good coconut oil or butter. Have you some form of carbohydrate, like fresh blueberries or strawberries or raspberries or whatever. Don't go crazy with the fruit, but have some. And then are you doing snacks in between meals or no? Are you avoiding that?
I try to do like almonds or something like that, but I, you know, it's kind of, once again, kind of hard with my schedule. So, but I try to fit it in. So.
Yeah, I would make that happen no matter what. If you got to keep it in your purse and you grab just a handful while you're in the middle of doing whatever you're doing, I would make that happen because it does make a difference. That in-between time stimulates the metabolism, and it really does. It can really work with the thyroid gland and get things kind of moving. So if you could make that happen, that'd be great. Lunch, no more bars. Got to have a meal. Got to have some kind of meat, protein, and vegetables. Somehow, some way, even if you have to throw it in a Tupperware deal and take it with you to work, okay? And then afternoon snack has to happen. Food's your best medicine. I want you to remember that, no matter what. You don't miss every single day. Just like your doctor would tell you, don't miss your medicine, no matter what. You have to kind of get to the place where you feel like, you know, my food, the things I eat is kind of like, is everything. And with getting your weight where you want it, you definitely don't want to miss meals because it's going to actually increase the metabolism, even with PCOS. But small, I mean, literally it doesn't have to be. It can be just such a small grazing that you do in that snack time, but it's enough to stimulate the metabolism. And then with dinner, you're doing the broccoli and all that with protein, so that's fine and dandy. So that's really good. I mean, all that. Supplements that could help potentially with that. Are you doing anything like alpha lipoic acid or vanadyl sulfate or chromium picolinate?
Not really. Yeah, if you could. Sorry.
They can join in if they need to. But those supplements have got really good research behind them. Even cinnamon is really good, too. And you can get that in a capsule form, or you can just put it on your food, whatever you want to do. But those can help a lot, even though you're taking the medicine. Of course, let your doctor know all that sort of thing if you start taking the supplements. I do think that's important. Don't leave them out in the blind. But those have good research behind them, so you might want to check those out and just see what you think and see what they think, too. But your exercise, if you can kick it up a little bit, that will help. And also nettle root. Have you ever heard of that?
No.
Okay. Nettle root is, it's all right. And nettle root's been around for years, and a lot of people have used it for a variety of things, hormone related. And nettle root has a really great way of breaking down testosterone. And so, like with someone that deals with PCOS, it can be very helpful with the whole testosterone issue. So do some reading up on that. And of course, all the health food stores have them and all. And you might want to do just, you know, kind of read up on it. But the exercise increase would help, but only at a small level, meaning that I wouldn't go over probably 30 minutes to 35 minutes if you're doing that. If you've already got kind of a routine, even though your schedule's packed, I understand. But again, you've got a goal here. And it doesn't have to be an hour in a gym, but if you could do 20 or 30 minutes on those other days, that would be enough, again, to keep the consistency going and make a difference. Are you sleeping okay or not really?
I sleep pretty well in general. I get about anywhere from about 6 to 8 hours on a good night, you know, and on the weekends. I splurge and get about 10 to 12, so.
Okay, yeah. I would look into those. I mean, just kind of those little principles we talked about. But it sounds like you've got a good game plan overall, and you've done your research for sure, which I'm excited to see. I would make some of those changes. You can look into those and definitely look into some of the supplements and talk to your physician and all that kind of jazz, because those little tweaks a lot of times can make a difference. And, of course, fish oil and all that, not in the gel caps, but the oil itself, that always helps with any kind of hormone-related issue at any level. So being an adult, you can pretty much take what's on the label they have laid out. That the pituitary gland might not be working that well, and that could be one of the culprits. So there's a could be that you can check on, okay? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Which doctors are happiest and the healthiest? They did a survey to rate the happiness and on a 5-point scale. Of course, 5 being as happy as you can be. Rheumatologists, which are specialists in arthritis, joints, muscles, and bones, top the list with an average self-reported happiness rating of 4.09. They were followed by dermatologists, urologists, ophthalmologists, and ER doctors at 4.01. The least happiest doctors are a 3-way tie between neurologists, gastroenterologists, and internal medicine doctors. They rated their happiness at 3.88, hardly unhappy, but trailing the pack. The next least unhappy docs are oncologists, general surgeons, and plastic surgeons at 3.89. And while they're still pretty happy, well, the clue comes from the financial report card. As we know, 61% of those in practice say they have adequate or more than adequate savings for their stage of life, while only 7% say they are in unmanageable debt. And it isn't all about money, but 4 out of 5 doctors say they're religious, and more than 40% actively practice some form of religious service. So when they rated their happiness, of course, they felt as they were giving to others and serving others. Now, that's a pretty cool thing. I mean, that's one of the reasons I got into this whole gig, is to serve, by the main reason. And so when you find a big group like that that has a good number, and that's why they're in the game, too, is to make a difference in your life. Everybody thinks, see, they're not all for the money. Your surgeon is not just out to make a boat payment with your surgery. And no, they're not just trying to buy their next big house or their Mercedes. Many of us out here actually care about you and got into it for the right reasons and want to see your health go to the next level. It is a tough field. Let me tell you, medicine's not easy, and it is not for the faint at heart. So even though there's a lot of different types of training and a lot of different specialties, and everybody, you know, or many people want natural ways now, and it's not taught in medical schools at all, by the way. So the doctors, like myself, have to go out and get a lot of extra training and all to figure that out. But with all the specialties that we have, I have to say that it is probably one of the most rewarding professions that we have. I mean, outside of the clergy, or, I mean, you know, teachers, I think, have incredible jobs because you get to see the fruit of your labor. You get to see yourself pouring into others and teaching them, which is just a powerful thing. Making a difference in other people's lives. Finding purpose in your work. And by this survey, seems like a lot are. We'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Stephen Holstein. In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produced only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Injury Help Desk is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention heartburn drug users. If you or a loved one has taken Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, and suffered serious kidney damage, chronic kidney disease, or kidney failure, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Studies from the JAMA Internal Medicine indicate a significant increased risk of acute and chronic kidney disease from taking proton pump inhibitors. If you or a loved one was diagnosed with kidney failure or chronic kidney disease after taking Nexium, Prevacid, or Prilosec to treat heartburn, acid reflux, or indigestion, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk now. You may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Call 800-225-8944. That's 800-225-8944. Again, 800-225-8944. Call now.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-9256. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-9256. Call 1-800-958-9256. 1-800-958-9256.
From the pages of the Bible comes a terrifying account of an ancient beast that was half man, half demon. It is returned in the best-selling novel Nephilim by L.A. Marzulli. Indiegogo presents you with an opportunity to get involved in making this supernatural novel into a major motion picture. Join journalist Mac McKenzie as he travels halfway around the world to uncover the truth about aliens and demons. Join our Indiegogo campaign to get Nephilim made into a movie. Go to Indiegogo.com, hashtag Nephilim.
On-Call Radio and watch On-Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show where your health is your greatest wealth. You can check us out online. We'll be glad to make you part of the show. Send me an email or we can answer in private, whatever you prefer. Let's go to Alan. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the show.
Yes, Dr. Ace, I tuned in at the bottom of the hour. Perhaps you've already addressed this here, but my question was
that's
concerning...
Okay.
My question is concerning L-arginine supplementation. Dr. Ace, I'm familiar, because of my medical background, I'm familiar with the role of arginine in terms of nitric oxide production and vasodilation and that sort of thing. My question is this, sir. What is the optimum therapeutic dosage here for someone that's supplementing with arginine, L-arginine there for the purposes of controlling hypertension and ED issues and that sort of thing? I'm currently taking about 3,000 milligrams a day of L-arginine there, and I recently came off lisinopril here and with marginal control here of my hypertension, but of course at my age here, mid-50s here, I'm also concerned about ED issues as well. I'm wondering what the optimum therapeutic dosage for L-arginine would be for those two issues.
Well, it sounds like you're doing great, but now, did your doctor take you off the lisinopril, or did you do that?
Well, I sort of weaned myself off that because, as I indicated there, my background there, I know what ACE inhibitors are and that sort of thing there, and I prefer to do it on a more natural basis there, and understanding the role of arginine in vasodilation. That's why I was attempting to do it that way, and I've had, as I said, some marginal success with that. Though, of course, the lisinopril brought it down much faster, more abruptly, you know, but, so much so there that I was having dizzy spells and everything, so, I weaned myself off the lisinopril very quickly there and started augmenting my therapeutic regimen with L-arginine there. And, of course, much slower progress that way. But I'm wondering, you know, should I exceed 3,000 milligrams of arginine a day there, or should I stick with that dosage regimen there and, of course, the ED issues as well? I'm just trying to optimize my dosage regimen with the L-arginine there for those two particular.
Well, let me stop this though. Here's the deal. I mean, you've got the freedom to do whatever you want. My opinion is you have to be with your physician. I just really, I'm a stickler on that. Not weaning yourself off of drugs, even if you've studied and researched and all that, you got to have your doctor working with you and monitoring you. You just have to. When's the last time you saw your doc?
I do take my blood pressure daily, so I'm very familiar with, blood pressure levels there, particularly the diastolic nature.
Yeah, I understand, but when's the last time you went to your doctor that prescribed the medicine?
Oh, that was perhaps a year ago.
Okay, I mean, I know you're asking me about L-arginine, but I'm going to come back around and tell you that you need to be going to see your doctor. If you're going to be doing something like that and weaning yourself down, you should be going in every 2 to 3 months. And I'm not going to, I mean, like, that's just the bottom line. I don't care how much you know about it. And I'm just telling you because it's not smart. Because with lisinopril, I understand that you know about ACE inhibitors, but at the end of the day, you don't know as much as your physician does. And they're the ones that put you on it. They put you on it for a reason. And so you need to be over there with them. And at least telling them, even if they don't agree with it, you still need to say, well, okay, that's fine, you don't agree with it. But this is what I'm doing. It's my body. This is what I want to do. And I'm asking you to walk with me in this because either you're going to wean me down or I'll wean myself down. And then, of course, they're going to say, well, I'll help you do it, but I don't think it's smart because they have an obligation to do that with you, or they'll release you as a patient. And, you know, hopefully you're working with somebody that will keep you and respect your wishes enough as long as they don't feel like it's going to hurt you, which it sounds like at the level that you are, it's not going to hurt you, but it's still not wise to do it without walking with somebody that's had that level of education. Because no matter how much you read, you haven't learned these medicines and what they can do to the body as much as your doctor has. You just haven't. And I'm a big stickler about that because I see people do this all the time and they think they can listen to my show and just kind of figure it out on their own. And I'm not okay with that. I don't say go see your doctor because I'm, you know, it's some disclaimer here on the show and I'm trying to cover myself. I mean it. Because you can't just monitor yourself like that. And I'm just telling you that because I care. I'm not saying it to be, you know, a jerk or anything. I'm saying it because I actually care. And it's the right thing to do. And I would do that for my own self and for my family members and everything else. So, I mean, I wouldn't try to monitor them. I'd make sure they have a doctor that's walking with them. And so, I mean, I think it's smart. So with that being said, okay, first and foremost, the L-arginine dosages that they usually recommend when you're looking at just stabilization of the body, okay, because you never really give L-arginine for blood pressure. It's known to help with that, but it's never directly given for that. And so 3,000 is pretty typical. Some people do 6,000. It's not going to harm you to do that. L-arginine being an amino acid is pretty light. They do combinations of that with a green tea extract and with L-citrulline, which is another amino acid. And those two together help create nitric oxide. And that's been shown in studies, multiple studies, to help lower blood pressure. And also combine that with rebounding. That can be helpful too, where you jump up and down the mini trampoline 5 to 20 minutes a day. And that can be really helpful as well. Of course, watching your sodium intake is kind of old school, but it does help in that case. But celery juice is a great way to get natural sodium to help support the adrenal glands. So there's kind of a little bit of a game plan, but I would definitely work with them, man. Don't do this by yourself. Definitely don't wait a year like you have. All right, and keep me posted how it goes. You're listening to the best in healthy talk radio.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have regarding a medical condition.
Have you been injured, had an automobile accident, or did you suffer a slip and fall at your job? Well, accidents can happen at any moment, and you don't need to live in pain. That's why American Accident Center can help you get the right doctor to treat your injury and get you to qualified attorneys that get you the cash settlement that you deserve. Most insurance companies will pay for an accident regardless of how it happened. At American Accident Center, we have doctors that you can trust and get you to the attorneys that will fight for you and get you paid. Call American Accident Center today at 404-585-5957. That's 404-585-5957. Or visit AmericanAccidentCenter.com. That's AmericanAccidentCenter.com. Remember, if you've had an accident, been injured, had an automobile accident, you don't have to live in pain. There are qualified doctors that can help you and attorneys that will fight for you. Go to AmericanAccidentCenter.com.